China's property boom boosted the country's stunning economic growth for years. Ever-rising prices for new homes encouraged companies like Evergrande to borrow freely to keep building. But COVID upset everything. Evergrande defaulted in 2021. Evergrande is now asking an American court for what's called Chapter 15 protection against its creditors seizing its assets in the United States. That encourages international cooperation when a company goes bust. Evergrande's already renegotiating the terms of its loans. Chapter 15 makes that easier in the US. Borrowers can ask for more time to repay, a lower rate of interest, or even a write-off of some of the debt. And lenders may agree, as it's better to lose some money rather than all of it if Evergrande does go bankrupt.